Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, I welcome you to our Stark Show, and I am your host, Ernie J. Starting today's episode, we had a hell of a story I have to tell, in which is me going on a trip for a few days and me seeing all that it has to offer, and experiencing it after such a long time spending in my own city, not going anywhere, not engaging in any kind of protectivity, or even going somewhere where I can just relax a little, where I can just be myself for some time, away from everyone and everything, and, you know, really not giving a shit about all the responsibilities I personally have in my own life, and which is a good feeling, and which itself is a blessing. After some time, you know, a year or two, you really need this. We all need this, because then it's going to ruin your life. Then it's going to be you and all this pressure you have built up throughout all this time. And so you don't know where to put it. You don't know how to force it not to consume you. You know, it's like this build up anger in you. It's this frustration. It is this feeling of you really wanting to get it out of you. But at times, you really can't. And nonetheless, you still want to, but you keep on doing it the wrong way. This is why when you go to a psychologist, they tell you, you know what, you need to get away. You need to find a way to relax. You need to find yourself again. You need to focus on things that make you happy, that make you have this wonderful view of life. Maybe go to the gym, maybe have some friends to hang around with, maybe spend some time away from the city you're currently living in and making profit in and whatever. Just get away and be yourself. Just be whoever you want to be. Me myself, for some time, for many years as I can remember, I still didn't even get out of the city. I was still here. I was still doing whatever the shit I had to do in this one city, in which it was really consuming, time-consuming, and energy-consuming. I did not know what to do, and really, me myself, personally, I just can never understand quite how it feels. Me and myself, well, we were nowhere special, of course, and it was not a place where we could have had fun. You know, it was during the holidays, so nowhere was found so we can have even a little bit of fun. And it was only, you know, the shut down places. It was all people maybe walking around, maybe some people who would just want to be friends with you. But it's this one thing where I was there, maybe walking around the city, maybe even with a car, looking around with these people. You know, Iran's culture is really poor. Their point of view of life, their capacity of knowledge and intelligence is really low. They do not understand and they do not get it. And for many times, even beforehand, I knew it. I knew how it would feel for me to even get out of my own city, because let's just be honest. These people are not really my people. I don't really like to be friends with anyone. I don't really like to be engaged in any activities in there. And so it's a little city. It's really even smaller than the city I was currently living in. And so for me, this one experience was quite rough. Of course, my family was there. I had to see them and I was speaking to them as I could. Of course, I had to. Because it was like this kind of a little party going on. It was not even a party. It was like a family reunion kind of thing. And me and my family, we've been there and we just looked at each other all night. Just a few things with me and my life and how I am doing and what I am doing with my life right now. So I just spit it out. I was like, all right, you know what? I don't give a fuck whether or not they think it is disappointing or whether or not they are going to be proud of me, because the reality speaks for itself. Well, I don't have to prove it to anyone because I would never see them for maybe a year or two again. I am myself, and in which I like to be authentic. I like to be myself, and I don't like to create this fake and plastic kind of version of me. And to create it and didn't spit it out in front of them, they would remember this one thing, maybe for quite some time, and they would ask me later on, maybe a year or two, they would still ask me the same question, and then I have to answer it based on the lies I have told them, in which I never want to do. I mean, I have experienced it a hell lot, especially in my family, in the family zone, maybe in a family reunion again. I would never say anything that is really correct. I would never say it as if it is something that they have any business to do with, but I would still not tell them. I choose to, because this is the feeling I get from them. They are judgmental, and in which they would speak about you, and in which they would speak behind your back, in which they are not really my family. You know this one quote, or this saying of someone, I don't remember who was it. He or she says, you build up your own family. You find your family members. You bring these people together so you can have a family. So you can build up a family. Maybe with a woman you like. Maybe with a friend you like. Maybe with someone who you feel really close to. They do not have to be romanticizing with you. They do not have to be a girlfriend or boyfriend. They only have to be your friend. In which, whenever you feel like it, you can speak to them. In which you can be around them and you can be your authentic self. Without, you know, this feeling of shame. Without this feeling of guilt, of you saying something in which you always felt as if you had to say it. Me personally, during this whole family reunion kind of thing, I have not seen these people maybe around 2 or 3 years, in which really makes it hard for me to get connected with these people, especially with this whole thing called religion. And I do not really get it, and you know it, as well as I know it, I am not really good with these kind of things, in which I would most rather speak about rational behavior of a human being rather than just talking about religion and what it has to do with us and our own decisions and us making decisions for ourselves, in which we had this kind of thing going on there and I was not really engaged with it. Because if you get engaged with this speech they have, then you're in the wrong side of things. Then you're like a rebel. You want to make a rebellion again. You want to make a revolution. You want to destroy whatever they have been building up to the till up this point. In which I want to, of course. I would destroy you all. and yeah, you know what? It was a good feeling for a while. So I could see my cousin after some time. I could hang out with him, I can go out with him and have this experience of both of us maybe eating ice cream, speaking about our futures and our lives and what had happened to us and what do we want from our own lives. Because this is really interesting, and it is really the kind of thing that gets me going in talk with someone. Whenever I am having a conversation, I would like it to be, of course, authentic. I would like it to be real. I would like it to be short, but really meaningful. And in which my cousin, with him speaking to me, I really felt what he was going through. I really felt whether or not he is happy with the current position he is in. Is he happy to be still in this one city, this one small city, with his dad being a dictator, being a judgmental guy, being this kind of a jackass. And so, with him speaking all about his dad, about his feelings, about what he has to say about him, I really felt as if we had the same experience. As if we both had this point of view of life in which we felt we are losers, and we did not have any place to be in this world. It's a vast new world in which every one of us, we don't know where do we belong to. And him speaking about whatever it was going on in my own head for quite some time, not even quite some time, I can say for years even, I am just constantly thinking of these thoughts over and over and over. It never gets off my head. Because I see it, I see these people struggling, I see their families, their loved ones suffering. I see them, and with their pain and their hatred of everyone around them, I don't want to be this person. I don't want to be like them. And so my cousin, he also felt it as well. He wanted the same thing. And he was feeling like a failure of not making, creating the life he wanted. Because we all know we can make a change, at least the smallest bit of change into our lives. We can at least save ourselves, save our own skin. But it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't feel like we're making any progress. We might be, of course. I am going to the gym. Maybe I am learning some new skills. Maybe I am trying to improve my overall quality of life. Maybe I am just feeling good right now. Maybe even with the shittiest of shit. Maybe with the most bullshit of bullshit. You know, it just happens to you. You're in the deep mud, and you, with you moving, even the tiniest of bit, you would still go down. You would still be stuck. And so you can't get out. It's this feeling which many of us in this one country, we have it every day. And so it was really good hearing it from somebody else's perspective. And to see I am not alone. And to see, like everybody else, I am trying my best. And of course, trying your best most likely is not enough, because you have to go beyond that. And the expectations are just too high from the society, and not only the society, parents and whoever else is with us, whoever else is our friends, or maybe our current family, or our even beloved ones. We want to make them proud. We want to be proud of ourselves and first. And so hearing it from him, it was a relief. And this one trip maybe taught me this one thing. It doesn't matter where you are. You would still be depressed. You would still be sad. You would still look at people and go, is these people my people? Is this what I deserve? Is this where I want to be? Is that where I wanted to go to? Of course not. I had nothing to say about it. And I still can, because I do not have the requirements for it. I do not have the power. I do not have the will to do it. And it just, you know, it's a really bad feeling. Because I get it. Because I don't want to be this. I don't want to be here. Of course, I don't want to go on a trip with people I don't like to. Of course, I don't want to get engaged and be engaged with people who are constantly judging you based on your appearance, based on your belief, based on whatever you like in your life. And these people, you know, you have no connection to them whatsoever. And you have to act as if you really give a fuck. This is painful. This is heartbreaking. And so I really tried my hardest not to crack down, just to be like, wear this one little mask I have with myself everywhere I go. So I wear it, and so no one else can ever say a thing to me. They would know it. I am a confident son of a gun, and I do not give a fuck about them. This is the mask I am wearing constantly. Even though I might really be caring about someone, but I am wearing this mask on my face. It is a really harsh reality, of course, of course. We are living in dark times in this one country, in this one city. We are really trying our hardest. We are really trying our best not to give up to the demons within us, not to give up to this suicidal thoughts we have, not to give up on these beliefs we currently have, not to let it consume us, our anger, our tragedy of life. Maybe we think this tragedy is going to follow us everywhere we go. And so we do not even have the confidence. We do not even have our belief so we can even be where we want to. We feel we feel as if we're not worthy. We feel as if we have to achieve something before doing what we want. It is as if I want to write a story about a compelling character. A character that resembles me in the first. And so a character that can tell my own story, but with his own unique vision. With a compelling story and an exciting motive and a plot point and plot twist and whatever. I want to create this one character so badly. And I know what he can be doing. I know what he has to go through to get to where he wants to. But the thing is, without me making the effort to write the first sentence of this one book, I still cannot create this one character. I would still be stuck where I am. And this is really sad because it does go with whatever we are doing every day. If you don't make the effort to do and make the first step, then you would never make the effort to make the first step. You would still get older. Your body would disappoint you. Your thoughts and your feelings would go away. And you would know you would not have the same passion. You still had the first day you wanted to start one thing. And so this is the problem in these nowadays with us, the younger age, Gen Z or whatever. I really can't. I can't process it. And the thoughts over and over again getting back to me. Me thinking as if I can do something right. But again, all the failures of me, all the failures I previously had, all the things I have no knowledge or intelligence of, I have no idea where I have to go, where I should go. And what can be the right and the best solution to one problem? You see, it is easy to say, well, step by step, these are the instructions of you going on this path and you succeeding on it, you doing it every day, being consistent, being disciplined, and being on this one path would make you maybe someone else. You would be someone else by the end of this one journey. How would you know that? I mean, everyone else, we're all different, of course, living in this one fucking planet, of course, living in one culture would even affect it. Being a Western culture, being maybe Midwest, maybe being Mid-East, who knows, whenever you are. You would still not get it because we're all on a different journey, on a different path of life. Of us discovering things maybe bit by bit. Somebody else, they might get rich and famous by the age of 17. And someone else gets to be there by the age of 40, 42, 45, 46. This is crazy and it is also fascinating because you get and you see all these different people. Only even reading their documents and how and what they have done throughout their lives. And you see, they've been a compelling character themselves. They had to go through a lot. They have to go through phases of depression, failure, and constantly judging themselves, constantly thinking of themselves as if they are nothing. These people are the people who are nowadays maybe in the top five of whatever field they are in which me looking at them, it is inspiring. But of course, my own life is different. Your own life is different. We're all going through different phases of life. You could be miles and miles for where I am. You could be further behind where I am. You can be further beyond where I am. You can be whatever. You can be whoever. But I am proud of you to be here. I am still proud of you to be here and wanting to live, wanting to keep on going on this one path. You have no idea. The future is unknown and the past is maybe a shame or a guilt for you. Who knows what your past might resemble to you, what it resembles to you. I don't know what your future has to do with you doing what you do today. I don't know you, but I am still proud of you. Whatever culture, whatever color skin, wherever you're trying to live your absolute best life of, whatever field you're in, whoever you are, I am still proud of you. Because you're still here. You're still living your life. You're still trying to be the best version of yourself. Be authentic. Be real. Be simple, but not so people can use it as an advantage of them. So people cannot take you away from yourself. I am really happy so you guys have to be listening to me on this one episode. Because, of course, I've been for many years, I've been just constantly complaining it with myself. You know what? Speaking to myself, talking to myself, even with this one language, I still tried my best to be speaking with myself, because this is the way I improved my own overall skills. And so, yeah, it is really good to be speaking to you guys. So it is somewhere where many people who know me, who don't know me, can still be hearing it, can still be there, have a source of hearing whatever I have to say. Maybe you guys have to even share it with some of your friends so they can also join along and be these people who we can just create this one community with. It is a wonderful feeling, in which I would love to. I would absolutely adore this one feeling and get from you guys, and so we can be friends, so we can be a family, so we can maybe find our beloved ones, so we can make this one family we've been always craving for. And so, you know, as tough as it is, as black and white as things might get, and as people changing, as us changing constantly, and the world around us changing, and us maybe feeling as if you're left behind, as if there's something going on out there which we're not a part of. Of course, all this is true, but you're also doing great. You're also doing great, my man. You're still doing great. You're still the person you need to be. You're still where you need to be. You're still whoever you need to be right now. And which is a blessing and a curse. And you have to make it whatever you have. You have to make it whatever you want from it. This is what I am doing. Maybe with me being born into this one city. Maybe with me living the life I am living today. Maybe with my parents, with me having all these thoughts and all this knowledge, with me wanting to read and wanting to understand more of this world. Maybe with me really wanting to get myself out there so I can really get to find these people who I really want to. Maybe it is a curse. Maybe it is something that I never had to do in the first place. Maybe it is all a lie. Maybe it is all not really what I have to do right now. Or maybe it is something which I am really sticking my head up for myself. It is not the thing I should be doing right now. Or maybe whatever else is happening still is not the right time. You see, it is as if someone is telling you the right person, wrong time. It is exactly true, because things can happen before you know it. Things can be true and things can be false. Things can fall apart, and still you gather little pieces and you make them whatever you want from them. Your broken heart still can be fixed, and you can be fixed as well. You know what? On this little trip I had, I really had quite the experience. Because after so long, I had the time to look around, to see people, to know what is going on inside of their heads. Maybe I give a fuck. And so this little trip I had, it was fun, especially with my cousin. And of course I had to see what my poor culture had to offer and what my people been really starving for all this time, and with 40 years of constant torture, of smiles fading away, I would still have this one flame in me to keep on going, to be still strong, to be still myself. I am Arian Stark, and I would not let anyone crush me, especially these people. I would not let them. And you too, my little friend, if you're hearing today's episode, and if you have heard whatever shit I had to say till up this point, then my man, my girl, whoever you are, it is so good. So we both can have the experience and learn from our mistakes. So we can find our belongings. Where do we belong to in this life, in which we can find it? We can be ourselves. We can live and not to survive. We can live and do whatever we want and still live the best life we have ever imagined. I am so happy because I have you with me, because I am richer than ever, because of my family, because of my loved ones, because I have a friend or two to rely on. I am the richest man alive, and no one can tell me otherwise. So you guys, thank you so much for hearing today's episode. It was an interesting episode. I had it only in mind because I wanted to talk about my little trip. And so I had all these things in mind. So it is so good to let them out for some time and still get something out of it. A message for every one of you. See you guys. See you in the next episode. Good. Destiny, protect me from